Hare Krishna. Devotees from Omsk in Russia have kindly asked me to speak some inspirational words for their upcoming distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books during the marathon of 2016. I can say that you asked me to speak words of inspiration, but actually you must be yourself most inspired to undertake this service. I literally cannot imagine, we say that as a figure of speech, but I literally cannot imagine what it means to go out distributing books in Russia in December. Because, well, for the simple reason that it's so cold, it's immediately a great austerity, and people, I don't know, but I don't think not many people go out for hours, and anyone for anything go out for hours and hours and hours. I remember a story that was told me many years ago from Germany about some devotees. They'd been having a tough time on book distribution. They were going out daily, it was their service. One day it was raining and cold and very miserable weather conditions, and devotees thought, and anyway, we've been having a hard time, so the weather's so bad, let's just take a break and we'll do some extra reading and we'll go out tomorrow. So they all decided that. Then all of a sudden they heard the sound, the sound of jack, what's it called? They used to operate them by hand. What they break the road with, I can't even remember the name of it. That horrible machine they use for, makes a terrible sound, it breaks the road. So then they saw people were out in the cold and the rain, and they were doing that, what for? For money, for sense gratification. So they thought, well, if the Karmis can do it for sense gratification, we can do it for Krishna. So all glories to you for doing this. It's a great challenge. I don't even know, you don't even know, as I make this recording in early October 2016, what the situation will be in December 2016, just a short time from now, as the situation in Russia with the laws for religious groups become more and more strict. But anyway, I can just request you on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the whole parampara to do this job, to do this service of distributing those books. Sri Krishna came from the spiritual world. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. He demonstrated his pastimes. He went back to his abode. Vyasadev compiled those pastimes in the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to relish that ecstasy of Krishna's pastimes. His pastimes were recorded by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then there were generations of devotees, Rup Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal, Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. And then there's so many devotees, Krishnadas, Narottam Das, Krishnadas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, so many generations of devotees. Then Srila Prabhupada came to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Srila Prabhupada came to Moscow, which was, his going to America was unprecedented and unimagined. But even after he'd been to America and recruited devotees most unexpectedly, established a Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, but still his going to Russia was quite unimagined. At the time there was the Cold War going on, it simply wasn't expected that Srila Prabhupada would go to Russia or do anything there, but he did. He predicted that Russians would be first-class theists, and we see practically how this movement is spreading widely in the Russian-speaking area. So when you're taking out these books, you can remember, this is all Krishna's plan. Krishna down to all the Acharyas, down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Acharyas down to Prabhupada, and you are, for the conditioned soul you are meeting, you are the representative of all the Acharyas, Prabhupada, all the previous Acharyas, going up to Prabhupada. So please distribute these books. Please especially put great emphasis on distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and books that are strictly in the line of parampara. There are many other books which are available now, but it's really Srila Prabhupada's books that are going to make the difference. They're going to change the world. These are the books that Srila Prabhupada, he himself, the empowered emissary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed up at night translating them. He said, Krishna himself is dictating these books. These are the books. This is the message that people need to get. So please, I can simply, you've asked me to give you inspiration, but actually I should fall at your feet for taking up this mission. Especially during December, it's a great time when all over the world devotees put in a special push. Even here in India, where there's nothing special, as the reason that in December, this Christmas, used to be called the Christmas Marathon, because in England and America and many other countries, people spend more money during this season before Christmas. It's a time where they just go crazy and spend lots of money. So they're already in the mood for giving money, so they buy books much more easily at this time. But I think there's nothing like that in Russia. I'm not sure, and definitely not in India. But anyway, all over the world, devotees are distributing phenomenal amounts of books. And Russia, since the time when Russia opened up to Krishna consciousness and all activities of Krishna consciousness could be performed openly and publicly, Russia has always been one of the great places for book distribution. So please keep up this spirit. It's not that everyone's going to be remembered as a great acharya or a great book distributor. You have in Russia some of the great book distribution heroes. Going back to the 1980s, there was Anir Deshavapu Prabhu, who now lives in South Russia. And then there's Ambarish Prabhu, who recently took sannyas. Before that, Ananta Krishna Maharaj, he was also doing so many books. We may not be, not that everyone will be a great hero, doesn't matter. You're being watched by Krishna and Prabhupada and all the acharyas. Go out and do your best. Thank you. Hare Krishna.